Am I just surprised at how open that one was for you after you made the safety miss the second one?
You know what? When there was plays previous before that, seeing how they were playing, and you know, sometimes it comes down just making a play. You know, it was a tough game. It was a close game at that, and you know, coach called it, and we took a shot. And you know, we've always said as wide receivers, you know, if your number's called, just try to make a play.
Are you happy that he had that mentality? Both guys scored a touchdown in third and short, and you guys went long. That kind of mentality?
Right, you know, and obviously, you know, third and short, and if they're giving me the opportunity to make a play downfield, you know, I take a lot of pride in that, and you know, that's what this game's about. You got plays that are gonna be made. You got some plays that are not gonna be made, and I'm just glad, you know, a lot of our playmakers stepped up today. You know, from Rod moving the sticks and Kirkus and Brandon Marshall. You know, we want to. When there's games like this, we want to put it in our hands along with our running backs.
How about your first touchdown there?
You know what? It was a go route, had man-to-man coverage, and, you know, just made a play. You know, that's what I like. That's what I take a lot of pride in, and, you know, went up and made a play.
How much did the tempo of this game, the confidence factor for you guys change when you made that first touchdown?
Well, I mean, it was, you know, the momentum going into half was great because obviously, you know, we've been getting a lot of pressure on not having scores. And, you know, I said even when we wasn't scoring, I was like, you know, we can have the opportunities to make big plays, you know. Let's try to, you know, get everybody involved and let something happen. And, you know, it just feels good to get in the end zone, and hopefully it can get contagious now.
John, Jake's taking a boatload of criticism, obviously, the last
right.
You guys dialed down the offense supposedly last week. How nice was it to see him break out?
You know what? I'm mostly proud of him because, you know, the quarterback takes the heat for a lot of the stuff that go right and a lot of stuff that go wrong. And he stuck in there, kept his head up. And, you know, like I've told him and Rod, who's been with him for years, you know, if you give us the opportunity to make plays for you, we'll make them, and we'll make his job a lot easier, and, you know, along with our run game.
How about the run coming in? The run on the second touchdown? Just kind
of, you know, God, it seemed like the end zone took forever to get there. But, you know, one thing is I saw at the corner of my eye it was Tony Scheffler, so I knew to cut back because, you know, when you're running routes like that against DBs, you know, those guys are fast. And, you know, we've been on the plays. I don't know how many plays we've been out there on the field, so. You know, I was just at least first trying to make the catch just because, you know, it moves the chains. And then when I saw that I was freely open and the safety rolling over the top, I knew I could cut back and, you know, get yards after the catch.
You just made two guys miss right away, pretty much.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just get out there and you don't realize the things that you're doing. But obviously at that point in time, still a close game, just trying to make anything happen to move the chains.
How much more comfortable are you feeling week to week?
I'm feeling good, you know, like I've always said, you know, for a receiver, if you can get opportunities to make plays, we just try to do that. And that's the confidence I had when I was in Green Bay, and hopefully that's the confidence I'm trying to bring here to the offense. You know, when you got guys like that, you know, I look at Rod and I look at the defense, and when guys are making plays, it just becomes contagious. Everybody wants to do something.
Right before the draft, there was talk that you were going to come here or whatever. Talk about that.
Well, obviously, I was in the airport on my way to New England, and it was a day of where I was in the airport 3 and 4 times trying to decide if I was going to come to New England. And finally, I was sitting at the gate on my way here, and I was on the phone talking with Tom Brady, and I was on my way here, and the next thing you know, I get called from friends. It wasn't from an agent, it wasn't from a team, and friends called and said, "Hey, man, you've been traded to Denver." And so I was like, "You know, you're kidding, because I'm on my way to New England." And they said, "Well, go look at the TV." So I ran to a restaurant inside of the airport in Philadelphia, and, you know, Javon Walker gets traded to Denver. And obviously, you know, now we get to this point, and I said, "Well, you know what? I'm finally making the trip to New England. I'm just making it as a Denver now."
John, on the Philly airport perspective.
Yeah.
Airport.
Yes, sir.
Big picture perspective on this game. I mean, 1 and 2, you would have 2 more weeks to stew, you know, about it. Offense has taken a lot of heat. To have a performance like this on the road with a couple, you know, a week off, how big is this?
Well, it's real big, and obviously, you know, it's easy to say 1 and 2, but thank God we're 2 and 1 because, you know, going into a tough Monday night game, you know, obviously if people have been here watching Baltimore, we need to go in that game on a high note. And the best thing about it is that we're going to be at home. And, you know, now we just got to look at the film, see what other adjustments we can make, see the things that we can do, and, you know, and be ready for a battle at home.
Juwan, you know the drill. You'll be all over ESPN and everything.
especially with this national televised game. Feel like you sent a message around the league that you're officially back now?
Well, I told them, you know, as long as I can get the opportunity to make plays and do what I know how to do best, you know, that's why Coach Shanahan brought me in. And, you know, I'm just really mostly happy for the people of Denver just to see what, show them what I can do at any given moment because, you know, this league has a ton of great athletes. So any little thing can make a difference, and I'm glad that I was just a part of that tonight on the winning side for a new team.